Welcome to the Career Strides Podcast. Welcome to the Career Strides Podcast. This is Linda Matias, president of Career Strides and the author of How to Say It, Job Interviews. Today we're going to be discussing which resume format is best for you. They are actually three resume formats that are well known in the career services industry. And the first one is the chronological resume. The chronological resume highlights a steady and consistent employment history within a specific industry. The areas of this type of resumes are arranged in the following order. You have a career objective or a professional statement. You have your keyword section, followed by work experience, education, and any relevant activities that you may want to put on your resume. Each area should have information that is relevant to the position that you're applying for. The career objective should be a short and concise one-sentence statement that matches the position you're seeking. A professional summary should really encompass who you are as a professional and what it is that you can bring to the table. I'm not really a fan of career objectives. I think that everyone should have a professional summary or a career summary that really details who they are, where they've been, and how those experiences can apply to the company that one is interviewing for. To review resume samples, go on to careerstrides.com and click on resume samples, and there you'll see a variety of resumes that you can take a look at and start reading, you know, professional summaries or career summaries, so that you become familiar with how they should read. The chronological format is best suited for individuals who have had a stable and solid employment history and who are looking to remain in their current industry. This format is well suited for individuals who are recent graduates, may not be as great for individuals who have employment gaps or are seeking to change careers. We'll talk a little bit about the combination format a little bit later on, and perhaps that would be the best option for you. The next type of resume format is the functional format. The functional resume is a great way to emphasize your skills by drawing attention away from possible lack of work experience or education. But frankly, functional resumes are the most difficult to write, and they are the least effective. Employers don't like functional resumes because individuals who use functional resumes are usually using it because they're trying to hide something. So your best bet is not to use the functional resume. I actually never write a functional resume because I just don't feel that they work. And I want my clients to be successful in their job search. So I stick with the chronological resume, which I just discussed, or I focus on a combination resume. And the combination resume is just what it implies. It is a blend of the chronological and functional resumes. This format usually contains the same sections. You have an objective. You have skills. You may have an accomplishment section that really focuses in on what you've accomplished in your work history. And then, of course, your professional experiences and any type of activities that may be relevant to that job. The most important feature of the combination resume is that it allows you to include significant skills that are relevant to the job that you're looking for. So it is great to use when you're changing careers or when you have an employment gap, because it brings your skills right up to the front of the resume so that the employer doesn't need to search for them. And again, to find resume samples, go on to careerstrides.com and click on resume samples, and there you're going to see a slew of resumes that you can look over so that you can determine which format is best for you, the chronological or the combination. If you can't write the resume yourself, seek professional assistance. Resume writing is hard. It's not easy. And again, go on to careerstrides.com to take a look at samples of our work so that you can see how today's resumes are written. This is Linda Matias, President of Career Strides. Thank you for joining me today in this edition of the Career Strides podcast. Until next time, be good.